Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's the 26th of July, 2017. 9 a.m. in the morning, and I feel like, well, maybe the middle of the night when I have a lot of energy because I'm sort of a night person when it comes to studying and listening and involving myself deeply into the things that during the day, when there is so much going on, it's not really necessary and there really isn't any time for it. So there is so much going on in Israel right now. I can't begin to tell you, but one thing I can tell you is that most of the world, and unless you're actually living here, and unless you actually understand what it means to live in Israel, you have absolutely no clue of what it feels like. A WhatsApp around 9 o'clock last night from a friend of yours who is involved and gets messages from the police to syndicate all over the country that tell you to fasten your doors, to fasten your windows, to stay in, not to open up the doors to anybody, to be listening for strange noises, whatever. You get the picture. I've never lived in a situation like that. And obviously, that's what has to be done. Because we live a life in Israel, again, and I'll say it over and over again, that when you come to Israel as a tourist and you see the fabulous country that was built here in 67 years, you just don't get it. You don't get it. The only thing that you get is that it's an extraordinary place. The accomplishments we won't even talk about because that's just a waste of time. We all know it. And then we come to the conversation of the Temple Mount. And UNESCO decides that the Temple Mount is no longer Jewish. And Hebron and the patriarch's graves are no longer Jewish. They are now territory Palestinian. You just begin to wonder about the intelligence, about who is running the world. There was a very interesting article a couple of weeks ago, on Newsmax that said UNESCO is throwing the Bible out the window. Listen, you can be on any side. I'm always and have always been on the side of peace. I've always been on the side of humanity. I've always been on the side of trying to do the right thing. And this is one of Israel's, really, it's one of Israel's flaws. Try to do the right thing For whom? Try to do the right thing for your people. Try to do the right thing for who owns the country, which is God. Try to do the right thing for the children of this country. Try to do the right thing for what? And what in this situation is right? Okay, look. The fact that the Jewish people received the country from God, the fact that there is a Torah, the fact that there is a Bible, the fact that there is Christianity, the fact that there is Judaism is not disputable. We're not talking about that. We're talking about what does the country of Israel represent to whom? Let's go that way, okay? And what does it represent to whom? To the Jew, it represents his homeland. To the Muslim, I don't know what it represents. Because when they were here, the whole place was a mess. Nothing was done. There was never a time when Jewish people were not in the state of Israel. Did not the state of Israel in Palestine, let's say, in the Holy Land, let's say. Give it any name you want. It doesn't really make any difference. The point is the Jewish presence was here always. And what was done in the presence of the quote Palestinians, what was done for this country and how this looked in 1948. Okay, the world knows it. There isn't any conversation about it. So what has happened? The country took off. It did what basically Jews do wherever they go and into every part of the world that they put themselves. They begin working. They begin educating their children. They begin building. They begin creating. They begin being light to the nations. They begin doing what God told them to do. There's only one thing that they didn't do. They didn't clean it up. They cleaned up some of it, but some of it is not enough. And Torah says, what you leave over will be a thorn in your side. Here comes what we call humanity. Israel is an incredibly humane place. The terrorist that killed the Solomon family last week lies in a private room being pampered and sought after while his mother is giving out candy and screaming that her son is a hero. Come on, people. I don't understand where the rationale of humankind has gone. I don't understand where the education of humanity has gone. When everything that is sacred to humanity is thrown out the window, there isn't a country in the world, okay, that takes care of their murderers in the way that we do. There isn't a country in the world that gives aid and help other countries that are in trouble, be they also our enemies. Nobody. We do. We open the gates to everybody. We open the gates to our people from everywhere. Of course, the question is, who are our people? And who is and who has the right to be a Jew? And who has the right to be living in Eretz Israel, in the country of Israel? And who is invited to have a piece of this earth? Listen, I made incredible sacrifices my whole life to be here. Really incredible sacrifices. I'm beginning now to write an autobiography. When you read it, you'll understand it, but it really doesn't make any difference. But I'm a child of concentration camp survivors. Israel is in my veins, it's in my blood, it's in my bones. Because that's all there was. The idea of having a home. The idea of belonging somewhere after all that my parents and my grandparents and my aunts and my uncles, there's nobody, there's nothing. I have no family. I have no family. My family are my friends around the world, my students. What am I saying? Israel is a place where there is a tremendous opening. And Arabs in Israel, Israeli Arabs, live a life that no other people can possibly match. Why? Because they have the same rights, if not more, than an Israeli citizen. They receive absolutely everything that I receive. They have their businesses, they have their homes, their houses are splendid, their villages are gorgeous, they have health, they have education, they have every single right that an Israeli citizen has. It's not enough. It's not enough, and it will never be enough, because when you take a child, and when from the beginning of his life, he knows nothing else but to want to kill his neighbor, who's a Jew, when he is indoctrinated, and when he is educated, and when he is mind set that this is the way it is. Everything he sees around him in his own community is exactly the same thing, yet going to dancing, going to supermarkets, going to the mall, wearing the fanciest clothes, eating the best food, anything and everything is also there. Somewhere this doesn't fit. Wouldn't it be an ideal situation that Arabs who live in Israel, who are, for all intents and purposes, Israeli citizens, live like Israeli citizens, defend their country, because it is their country, as well as it is mine, their citizens. As far as I'm concerned, what I have to say about it is really not important. The fact is what it is. So now let's take the fact, which is Israeli Arabs have the same rights as Israelis. And let's go to the Temple Mount. The Temple Mount is the holiest place in Judaism. It's the place where God put the temple. It's the place where the temple stood, where the Levites sang, where the high priest gave his blessing. You can't take it away. UNESCO can say a million times, yeah, come on. It's not a conversation. And then you have El-Aqsa. You have the mosque on the same place. Let's not talk about how it got there. It's of no consequence. And let's not talk about 67, because also that is of no consequence. Israel went after what belongs to it, what belongs to the Jewish people. And let's say that, again, out of the ultra sense of humanity, we share it. Status quo. All right. We share it. Status quo. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, a holy place, God's place, and God is one. Ein od milvado. There is none other than He. So if the basis of there is none other than He is world, then the Temple Mount is His. It belongs to Him. He is the one who chose the Jewish people. He is the one who gave them the place. He is the one that sits on the Kisei HaKavod, and He watches how His children, the Jewish people, and the world behave. Metal detectors. I travel all around the world. They're all over the place. It ensures that there is no disaster. But metal detectors at Temple Mount is not correct, causes a furor. Why? Because when I go through a metal detector on the airplane, and everybody else with me, they want to be safe. They want to be safe. And why is it that the world does not understand that you want to go to pray on the Temple Mount? Whether you're Buddhist, whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a tourist, whether or not you are anybody, you want to be safe. But on the Temple Mount, that's not possible. It's okay to slaughter. It's okay to slaughter from the Temple Mount. Two policemen. It's okay to muzzle a rabbi who murmurs the prayer for a family slaughtered last week on the Sabbath table. Okay, if you want to be pro, that's okay. I have no problem with it. But if you are going to be pro, this kind of behavior, then you also have to accept the fact that you cannot be called a human being, because human beings are God's creation, and God did not and does not abide by this standard. You want to pray on the Temple Mount, walk through a metal detector, you have nothing to hide. You're going for the sake of praying. You're going for the sake of Allah. You're going for the sake of Hashem. You're going for the sake of Buddha. You're going for the sake of something higher than you. You want to be safe. What's the problem? If you have nothing to hide, and if you have the intention of going and doing and praying and connecting and seeing and wondering and taking in whatever, you have no problem going through a metal detector. Cameras all over the street, you know, all over the world, at every traffic light, you have cameras. In stores, you have metal detectors. In stores, you have security. Come on, people. Come on, people. Let's be realistic. But no, Israel has to bend again, 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 and again to what? Okay, logic demands other thinking. But with Israel, it can't be logical, because nothing about Jewish people in the world is logical. Everything is illogical. Why? Because of what they do, because of who they are, because of what they accomplish, also because they now have a place. They're no longer wandering and alone, and they mean to keep that place, and they mean to defend that place like every other place in the world. I just heard an interview, and I have to say this because it's something that totally bothers me. I just heard an interview with the chief rabbi of the holy city of Tzfat, Safed, one of the members of the chief rabbinate in Israel, with a brute, with a rude and disgraceful individual who has not the right to sit with a rabbi or anyone and behave in this disrespectful, disgraceful way, and carry on, quote unquote, an interview with a rabbi. But you know what? The rabbi won. Why? Because his humanity overruled the rudeness of the other. Because in the end, reason must win. In the end, God's commandments must win. In the end, God fights the wars of his people. everything that we're suffering, we're in the 9 days at this moment, everything is just a repeat of history. The fact that Tel Aviv has become the lesbian and homosexual capital of the world. Gay pride parade in Jerusalem. All of that speaks for one thing and one thing only. Prophecy. And you know what? I'm not a rah-rah-rah, wah-wah-wah prophetic person. But I study. And I see, and I travel, and I hear. And I am for peace, and they are for war. And I want love, and they want hate. And I want to pray, and they want to kill. And my country is trying in every possible way to remain on the side of humanity. Believe me, I don't want to go into politics because that's a whole different ballgame and I don't like it. What I do and what I want and what I feel and what bothers me and what hurts me is the fact that a human being has no more humanity. I can't say than an animal, because animals do not behave like this. Animals do not treat each other like this. Animals have respect for each other. And here there is none. Here there is no respect, not for education, not for humanity, not for logic. Things have to change and the world has to change and the world has to see and the press has to behave. Truth must win. And be respectful. There is no way to continue this way. Temple Mount must be, Hebron must be the place for Jewish people to go to and pray. Are we ready to share? Always, humanity is one. Ein od milvado. There is only one, and to everyone, please, please, listen to the words of your heart. Listen to the words of your heart. I bless you. Have a wonderful day. And remember, humanity above all. Bye-bye.